With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House wants an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and has warned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make peace or lose American support. Correspondent Ken Lormond has more.
President Trump says he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin, who launched the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago, is now ready for a peace deal. Statement came after Mr. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance criticized Zelensky for being disrespectful in an extraordinary Oval Office meeting, then abruptly called off the signing of a minerals deal with the U.S. Ken Lorman reporting.
Zelensky says Ukraine won't enter peace talks with Russia until it has security guarantees against another offensive. Responding to President Trump's claim that Zelensky isn't interested in peace, the Ukrainian leader says nobody wants to finish the war more than Ukrainians. And Zelensky adds the heated Oval Office spat with President Trump was not good for both sides, but he believes his relationship with Mr. Trump can be salvaged. Also at SRNNews.com, the FBI has returned boxes to President Trump that were taken during a search for classified records at his Florida estate 3 years ago. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
When the president flew to Florida on Friday evening, Air Force One was carrying some extra cargo. Boxes that had been confiscated during an FBI search for classified documents were loaded onto the presidential plane. In a statement, the president said justice finally won out and that the items will someday be part of the Trump Presidential Library. He was ultimately indicted on charges of hoarding classified records and obstructing the FBI, but the case was dismissed last summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people have joined protesting students in Serbia for a rally proclaiming that we deserve better and will no longer accept injustice or corruption. You'll find more at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia has brought Samaritan's Purse to the forefront. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions may proceed. A decision by the Eighth Circuit Court reverses the Eastern District's dismissal of the case in June due to lack of standing. Led by Republican state attorneys general in Tennessee and Arkansas, the states sued the EEOC, challenging its rules on how to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. More at SRNNews.com. Seven planets grace the sky at the end of February in what's known as a planetary parade, though some will be difficult to spot with the naked eye. More from Bernie Bennett.
These planetary hangouts happen when several planets appear to line up in the night sky at once. They're not in a straight line, but they're close together on one side of the sun. The astronomical link-up is fairly common and can happen at least every year depending on the number of planets. A parade of four or five planets visible to the naked eye happens every few years, according to NASA. This month, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter are visible to the naked eye. A faint Saturn and Mercury are close to the horizon, making them hard to spot. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Czech cold weather swimmers have set a new world record for the largest polar bear dip. A total of 2,461 took part in an attempt in the Northwest Czech Republic. The previous record was 1,799 set in Poland a few years ago. You'll find more online at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.